Today's daf is daf Samach Beis, and for some reason the Saba is not here with us today. Maybe he felt the daf could stand in for him. So we were up to we finished the machlokas about whether an oral is considered a bar kapora ki yotzeho, because otherwise it's not considered to be a shinui, unless it's within the same set of people. Rav Chisda taina that since an oral can theoretically be mitaken himself by giving himself a brit milah and thereby being roy to eat korban pesach, so because of the old standby ho'il, because of ho'il, it's okay to consider him a member of the set of chayiv and korban kamohu, and therefore would be considered to be a shinui in the yi'ud of the korban.
Is oral a problem with other korbanos?
Yes. We just learned out that it's an isser on any korban. There's no, normally, if it's for kapora, right. But over here it's a shayla in the shinui. It's considered to be a shinui Hashem.
So what is the problem with
oh, he basically comes from a family of hemophilia.
I understand just who he is, but what's his prohibition?
Because Torah says that separates the idea of kol ben meichar and kol orel.
No going to have korbanos.
Ben Nechar actually doesn't mean a goy, actually. Neither does an ora. Ben Nechar means somebody who's not a bibola bishop hashamayim. So we're going to see all these sugyas coming up. It's about to go into them now. It's not by Pesach.
Right, okay.
But by extension to Pesach. The idea of chaper alone. Yeah. We're looking at the idea of sets. That's the point. Oh. We've got sets. That lechaper alav, where we have a psul, by chatas, if there's a shinui in the shame of the Bible, it's possible. You can shift the chatas, the shame of somebody else's kapora, then the chatas is totally possible. It's lo yod on the Bible of the shame of the Bible. Over there, we learn out the idea of it has to be somebody who is similar to this person, meaning that he's a member of the set of people to whom it makes sense to shift the chatas for. If he's not chayav a chatas, then it's not a shinui, because I mean that this person has a register in the list of chataot, so to speak, even though this is set agave the oyla. But the idea of sets is kavua here. So, olav v'loa chaveiro, which means that the olav and the chaveiro have to be members of the same set. By extension to the korban pesach, the same thing is true. If it's someone who's not shaykh to korban pesach, then he's not a member of the set. So if I change the yud of the pesach to him, even though it's completely la'reli, but he's not someone else that would be shalom l'menuya, because as an oral, he couldn't have been monoi anyway. So therefore it doesn't register as a shinui. Shinui to what? Might as well say, this pesach is for the use of giraffes. It's a meaningless statement. Whereas Rav Chisda says that ho'il, that he could make himself, roi v'ashilas a pesach, he's the equivalent of a member of that set. Because ho'il works, this is the same ho'il we've had all along. And as a matter of fact, of course, we're certainly not going to give up on an opportunity to jump back into ho'il. Once we've said that, that's what we're going to do today. So now that we've seen that Rav Chisda holds of the svara of ho'il, the Gemara wants to know today whether that's consistent with Rav Chisda's general stance vis-a-vis ho'il. So asks the Gemara today, Umi itle, we're up to the seventh line down, Mi itle Rav Chisda ho'il. Does Rav Chisda indeed hold that we use ho'il as a valid mechanism? Somebody who bakes from a yom tov, this is in honor of Sabbat Josh as well. So somebody who bakes from yom tov to the next day, to Isruhar, so l'chora, on the surface, he would be over because of komalocha. The only reason he wouldn't be is if this afiyah could have been used for Yontif, and he was doing it for Yontif at the same time, or ho'il. Theoretically, it could have. Since, if that proverbial horde of teenagers came in at that moment demanding pizza pies, so the afiyah would have been Litzarech Yontif, so you should be potter. And in fact, Rav Chisda does not hold ho'il in that case. Vahid ma'ofim Yontif l'chol, Rav Chisda omer loket. You get malkut because you were over lo tazik v'malacha, v'rabba omer eino loket. So Rabbah says, ain't a loket, because look, it's impossible to be chayim on baking on Yom Tov for kol, because you never know when the doorbell's going to ring. So therefore, Amrin and Hoyo, the Mikvah Le'orchim Chazilei, since if guests would have shown up, you would have been able to give this cake to the guests, Ashtanami Chazilei. So we consider that to be the definition of the malacha that you did, the lo-laki. Therefore, you don't get malchus. But if you start on loke, lo amrin ho'il. Now, as far as the question over here, I know you're thinking that Rabbah is also contradicting himself. That's not a problem. Rava the Rava Lokasha, to say, it's a big stretch to say that since I hold that if the doorbell would ring and you would have to use the pizzas that you made for tomorrow for today, that therefore somebody who is an oral is considered a member of the set of Kapora for Korban Pesach. I mean, that doesn't follow at all. Because the oral would have to do something to change his current situation, have to circumcise himself. So to say that a Maisa that doesn't exist, as if it's brought into existence, doesn't make it say with Baruch. But to say that a change in usage, because a change in circumstances, fine, I mean, and don't have to change anything in what I'm doing. I bake. Now the question is whether the baking is going to turn out to be necessary for today, or whether it was as I thought, nobody needs it today, it's for tomorrow. That I hold up. But I don't necessarily have to hold that an oral can be the equivalent of a non-oral. So in Rava, I don't have a problem. So Rava, the Rava lo kasha, hakam mechusar maaseh, hakam de lo mechusar maaseh. Say holyo where there's no lack in something that needs to be physically changed. I won't say it when it comes to an oral, and therefore Rava indeed argued here in our sugya with Rukisa, and Rava insisted that the fact that the man is an oral means he's not a member of the set of Menuyim and a Korban Pesach. So if I'm a shana the Pesach to him, it's meaningless. But Rav Chisda is really a problem. Rav Chisda is ready to say that when it comes over here, that you get Malkus, because you don't say Hoel even where there's not a change in Maisa. And then he turns around and he says an Orel, who would have to change himself physically to be a member of the set of Menuyim and a Pesach, is nonetheless a member of that set, because he might theoretically, could have theoretically, says that's Kasha. Amre. Yeah, well, yes, it is a Kasha, but the point is that Rav Chisda is only saying over there, Hoel doesn't let you off of Malkus. I don't say Hoel Lekula, but I could still hold Hoel Lekumra. But it, because of the fact that you could theoretically be a member of the set of Menuyim and a Pesach, therefore it's considered to be a Shinoi in the Pesach, the thoughts of the Pesach, Lekumra, yes. Amalei Marzutav, Reder of Mori, L'Rabina, Katani, Hoyel V'Orla Poselet, V'Tum'a Poselet. The whole Sugya, if you recall, began before with the question of, we started bringing a Raya. We started off with a raya to our first assumption. Our first assumption is that orla should be similar to tuma, and we said ma tuma lo asaba mitzat tuma kikol tuma aforla lo asaba mitzat orla kikol orla. We were trying to define on our own without the pasuk of kol orelo yovabo and without the pasuk of zot. We were trying to figure out ourselves whether a shechita for a number of arelim within a group of non-arelim would be enough to pass the carbon. So we said, look, isn't it similar to tuma? Tuma passos, orla passos. I mean, tuma, we don't say that just having one tameh is enough to pass us. So too, by orla we should say one orla is not enough. Explain to me, when you were referring to tuma, what kind of tuma were you referring to? A person whose stomach? I tuma hefitam. Even if tuma's gavre, you're talking about one of the members of the chabura being tuma. Is that what you're saying? And you said, lo asaba mixas tuma kakol tuma. In other words, yika chavisha varba gavre tuma. Let's say you have four or five guys who are tuma. And then you have four or five guys who are tuma. Varba chavisha gavre tuma. And you're telling me that lo pasilu tuma in the tuma. The Tumayim are not, that's the way we understood the Mishnah all along. Well, I don't understand. I mean, but there's no difference in the source of that halacha. I mean, how do you know that halacha? Because the Mishnah said that the Mixas Tumayim is not going to pass us. So but the Mishnah says Orla. Gabi Orla Nami Allah pass it. It's on Lamulim V'Larelim Kosher. So I don't understand. How do you know Tuma? Maishna Tuma de Pshitale. Why are you so certain about Tuma without needing to bring a Raya? And Maishna Orla de Mesafkale. Why are you unsure about Orla? So you can't, obviously you can't use halacha in the Mishnah to prove halacha in the Mishnah. I mean, either you do know it or you don't know it. I don't understand. So we can't be referring to the case as given. What we've got to be referring to is tuma de basar. Is that right? In other words, you have over here an animal, a korban pesach, in which, let's say, one of the evorim, after butchering the korban pesach, one of the evorim became tamei. Right? So you're saying ilu itme chad me evarim, chad itme safina levidach achlinala. Obviously, the halacha is a single aver of the korban pesach becomes tame, so it's burned. Can't eat it, but the rest of the korban you'll eat. Okay.
Don't they Yeah, but then you cut it. So eat it. Yeah, at the Seder. It's not going to possible. So now, b'mayu kimta, b'tumat basa. So now you're saying that the reference in the Braita was the tumah, not of a tumah of the person, but a tumah of the carbon itself. This is similar to pigul. Remember, we tried to learn out of pigul. It said, if you're mefagel even one kizayit of the basar, the whole animal becomes stomach. So now it makes a lot of sense. Do we compare it to tumah of one aver, or do we compare it to pigul of one aver, so to speak, of one kizayit? Okay, but now look at the next piece. Ema seifa. The Braita continued and said, maybe it makes more sense. Makes more sense to learn orla out of tumah, which isn't noig bekolas vachim. Vayuch yach zman. Don't use pigul of chutz lezmano as a raya, because pigul, after all, is noig bekolas vachim. Mm-hmm. So now, what is that supposed to mean? Tumah that's noig bekolas vachim. Where is tumah noig bekolas vachim? You're talking about tumat basar. Tumat basar. Is not noig b'kolas vachim? Am I in a noig b'kolas vachim? Obviously, there's an isser tumah, kolas vachim, something comes from me. So, on any sevach, you burn that, the rest of it's kosher. Ela pshita b'tumas gavrin. So now, in the end, it turns out you're talking about tumah in the sense of the eaters who are tamei. The reason that this is a din that's unique to a carbon pesach is because only the carbon pesach is brought in order to eat. So if the eaters are tamei, so then there's a problem. And when it says if you cannot yourself eat the carbon, okay, so you're an oral, you're tummy, fine, send the carbon and someone else will eat it. It's a problem. Well, you're not allowed to bring a carbon because you're tummy. You're allowed to bring a carbon. It's just the carbon pesach where you can have to eat it. Then if you can't send your carbon, eat a little bit pesach. If you're an oral and you can't eat, or you're a tummy and you can't eat, then you can't even bring the carbon pesach. So now we're running around this. You started off talking about reisha b'tumas basar, and now you said it makes more sense to compare it in this way because he used tumas gavre. Safer b'tumas gavre. Omar lay. So he said to him, indeed, that's the point, because we're not interested in the specific case of tumah. What we're saying is shame tumah kapara. There's a din of tumah. That din of tumah has implications in terms of the eaters, and has implications in terms of the eaten. So basically, you're right, the din of tumah gavre is only noi but pesach. Therefore, let's compare arelut to that. The question of whether we'll look at the dinim of the basar, that's in terms of seeing whether miktsas is metame and passes the rest or not. So we're only looking for what's the din of the shame tumah. Well, you know what? Could be the safest even talking about tumah's basar. When we say eino noig b'kolas vachim, what we mean is this. In a sense, it's true to say that tumah basar does not impact other korbanos. Why? Because let's say if you have another korban, say bring a korban shlomi, then let's say that the chelev that was meant to go on the mizbeach became tameh, but the basar is not tameh. Or let's say that the basar was tameh, but the chalev wasn't tameh. So what's the din? I could go ahead and be zorek the dam. As long as this dam is coming to be matir, some evori, or some basar, either it's matir achilat hamizbeach, or it's matir achilat for the kohanim. So I would go ahead and I would do this rikas adam. But when you're talking about a korban pesach, indeed, if the chalev became tameh and the basar was still kayam, then I would be zorek as adam. But if it's the other way around, if the basar was entirely tameh, and there was no basar to eat, even if the chalev was kayam, I wouldn't be zorek et adam, because the only purpose of a korban pesach is to have it eaten as a pesach. So if there's no meat to eat, there's no korban pesach, therefore I wouldn't do this rika. That is indeed a unique configuration. And in that unique configuration, it's true to say that it's eino noheg b'kolas vachim. This hakpada of tumah to prevent the zrika is true ach v'rak v'korban pesach. Okay, so now, the differences would be, again, for because of the uniqueness of the korban pesach that it requires achila, orla is an absolute psul for korban pesach. Tumah, in terms of the gavre, is an absolute psul. Tumah of the basar, if all of the basar is tamei, is an absolute psul. On any other carbon, orla is not an absolute psul. Orla is just an isser, I can't eat it. But I can be shaleachet to someone else will eat it. Tumah, it's shaleachet, someone else will eat it too. Tumah's basar, as long as there's chela, let the mizbeach eat it. So no one will eat it. Who says it has to be eaten? So those special things, indeed, is a difference between korban pesach and other svachim. Now, b'mayu kimta, okay, so now you've said it's all working out in tumat basar. Okay? Let's take a look at the next step. And now you'll see it won't work out with tumat basar. Ema seifa, danim davar shalah hutar michlalo, mi davar shalah hutar michlalo, va'al tuchiyak tumah shu hutar michlalo. Excuse me, what does that mean? Tumah, you're saying, orla is going to be worse than tumah. Why? Because tumah, after all, has a kula. Its kula is that if you have the tzibur betuma, so then you bring a carbon pesach betuma. The mai, what are you referring to? You don't get tumas basar. There's no din of tumas basar being hutra. Eichel hutra. The only case where it's hutra is if the people are bringing the carbon pesach are tame, you bring the pesach betuma. But if the meat of the carbon pesach becomes tame, you don't suddenly matir eating the carbon pesach with the carbon is tame. There's no such din. Elab shita betumat gavre. You're talking about where the bringers of the pesach are tame. The hechu tramech lala. When is it mutter to bring a carbon pesach betuma betzibur? So now we're running around again. You started off talking about tumat basar. You drain a cup to make the middle piece work out also betumat basar, and you're finally you're now you're talking about obvious. There's no way out of this. It's got to be tumat gavre. Fine. Shame Tumah Kapara. You're right. The concept of Tumah has in it a kula. That where people are Tameh, but Sibur, we would bring the Korban Pesach anyway. Or you know what? I can even make this thing work out. Betumah's boss. Kula betumat basar. Echo hutra. Where is there a hutra, even on Tumat basar? Where a Pesach was brought betumah because of Tumat Gavre. Bit Sibur. And there the halach is that a Pesach that is ba betumah is nechal betumah. That once the Korban Pesach is being brought betumah, so then it's even eaten betumah. Shalom ba mitchilato elal achila was the whole point of shechting it lechatchila betumah. Betumah's kayanim, or betumah's owners, was in order to eat it. So if it's going to be now tameh, that was the whole point of the shechita. Saying, how can I eat it without being metameh? No, that's what it's being brought for. So mamela included in the huta mechlala betzibor, you're right. Tameh Korban Pesach would not trigger the din of huta betzibor. But once there was a hutra betzibur, then the fact that the basar was tameh would still be hutra. So I could even learn the closing of the braita being referring to tumas basar, and across the board, the whole braita was referring to when it said miktas tuma, it meant one aver was tameh. When it was talking about only pesach, it was talking about all of the tumas basar that you wouldn't do the zrika at gavri. When it's talking about hutra, it was talking about the basar in a case where there was hutra betzibur. Basar tameh would indeed be eaten.
Well,
what is the tumas tameh? Tumas meis. We'll see. But what's in the gear right now? What do you care?
Tumas chamura. Can you
make tumas chamura? Yes, but bedavka tumas meis. We'll see.
And that's when we say that's the problem.
Yeah.
But if it's brought by one of the people who's not tameh,
doesn't matter.
Korban being brought, and these people are
tameh. We'll see. There's a whole parak about it. We'll talk about it then. Okay. Okay, so now you're coming out that you could still say the ho'il, and we understand where he says ho'il l'chumra, and so on and so forth. Now let me ask you this, says Rav Huna ben Rav Yehoshua. Here it says, b'feirush ha'pesach she'avrah shenato. Here was a carbon pesach, it was perfectly kosher at the time that you made it a carbon pesach. It was within its first year. Let's say it had been born Rosh Chodesh Nisan the year before. You made it a carbon pesach na'adar. The only little thing you overlooked was that by the time pesach would run around, it would already have passed its birthday. At that point, it's possible because it has to be within its first year. Ben shenato doesn't mean 1 year old. Ben shenato means within its first year. So now, the pesach, and as Richie pointed out yesterday, the pesach. Of Rosh Hashanah, there are cases where Pesach passed, but it wasn't too old to be used for a Pesach. That over there, there's a question of whether you need to be accurate to call it a Shalomim, or whether by definition if it's a Shalom. But as Tosis points out, here, once it's passed its birthday and it's not Roy for a Korban Pesach anymore, then everybody agrees it's a Shalomim, by definition. So this Pesach has become transmortified, in the Calvin's immortal term, in memorable terms, right, into a Korban Shalomim. So now comes along this, somebody now shechts it, bizmanai, into time of the carbon pesach. He shechts it lishmo, as a carbon pesach, and now it's a shlomim. Or he shechts any other carbon. Let's say the other carbon, a real shlomim. He shechts that shlomim l'shem pesach, bizmano, Rabbi Eliezer posel. We'll see that we learn that a pesach lishmo is kosher shalom lishmo, or anything else l'shem shal pesach is also possible. Very interesting. You can change one type of carbon for another carbon, shlomim l'shem ha'ila, and so on, but not l'shem pesach, bizman. So in that case, it would be possible. Rabbi Yeshua is machshir. Now, the only reason that we said this is because it's bizmano. Hashalo bizmano kasher. Tosis learns that the case over here would be, it's the 14th in the morning. So in a couple of hours, it will now be bizmano shel pesach. If I shecht it at this point, and I shecht it as says a Pesach now has Sha'avra Shanasa that I shech shalob is mana, it's kosher. No, I shech is the carbon Pesach.
As a
Pesach. Yeah. It is a shlomim. It is a shlomim because it's too old to be a Pesach, even though it's theoretically a Pesach.
Right. It was slaughtered for a Pesach, but it's only kosher as a shlomim.
It would only be kosher as a shlomim. So what I've actually done is the equivalent of shechting shlomim, l'shein Pesach. But as long as the shalob is mano, it would be kosher. The question is, if you hold of ho'il l'chumra, why would that be true? Now mine. Why don't we say ho'il ubizmano pasil, shalob izmano nami pasil? Since if I had waited a half an hour to shecht it. So this is similar. Tosfos obviously doesn't mean you can't ho'il about anything, but over here that it's the same morning. So now you're saying, I don't say ho'il if the door would open up. Okay, fine. So, but ho'il if l'maisa you would have done this a half an hour from now, it would have been pasil. So we could say shalob izmano nami pasil. Omer of Papa, that's it. It's not similar at all. Shiny hot. The Amar Kravi Amartam Zevach Pesach Hu. The word Hu, remember, always means as existentially defined. Period. Not essentially defined, correct? So now Hu means Bahavayato. It remains in that state always. Lo Hu L'Shem Acherim, V'lo Acherim L'Shmo. But because this is an existential definition and not an essential one, so Bizmano Shu Pasul L'Shem Acherim Acherim Psulim L'Shmo. Sholo Bizmano Shu Kasher L'Shem Acherim Acherim Kasherim L'Shmo. It's impossible to apply Ho'il to this case, because since the whole point of the pasuk is to tell me that it's defined by its specific definition as it is, then obviously only where it itself would have been kosher lishmo and so on. So then something else will be passed if it's done lishmo. Now you can't say ho'il because of that. This story is being brought as this is again where you need two dots, you never get it. This is a total nikudotayim, Gemara type nikudotayim. We're now starting a new circuit. The next piece in the mishnah. The next piece that we have to determine that we never figured out is why do we take for granted that there's a difference between half a carbonate lishmo v'shal. A lishmo v'shalo lishmo, when it comes to parceling, we say lishmo v'shalo lishmo is also parcel, but la'ochla v'shalo la'ochla is not parcel. We never explain what's the difference between them, right? The first Mishnah talked about lishmo v'shalo lishmo, lishmo lishmo lishmo, it's all possible. It's in two avodas, one avoda, whatever, possible. And the next Mishnah said, la'ochla v'shalo la'ochla is kosher. What's really the difference between them? If you're telling me it's a partial psul pasul the carbon, why doesn't the partial psul in Eichon also pasul the carbon? To get to this question, we have to run through this story as it happened, which allows us to describe a conversation. It's a beautiful conversation. It's a nice story. But let's listen to what happened. There used to be, and unfortunately this has been lost to us, there used to be the major compilation of Midrashim was on Divrei Hayom, and it was a compilation of Brito of extreme detail, because as we'll see in a number of places, Divrei Hayom contains, it's like the Ents, you know, the Ents at the Ents in Tolkien, the name defines everything. So Divrei Hayom is based around a series of names that don't exist. There's no such names anywhere. We change the names of people. They keep reappearing in different guises with different names, because the name tells a completely different story. An analysis of the names, because Divrei Hayom is a reconstruction of history as a whole, starting from Isa Bereishis, going through the whole Tikkun of the Malchus. The names that are involved in Divrei Hayomim are the secret of the interrelationships of events across history. Those brayot, which were extremely chamor, are no longer accessible. And it used to be that they were given over only to people who were suitable talmidei chacham.
Yeah, you said these
words were extremely common, or like... No, they're very important. That's what I said. Yeah, they're things that are not meant for everybody. We simply don't have it. They weren't written down, and since they weren't recorded, we don't have it. So Reb Smaloi came to Reb Yochanan, asking him, "Amalei nitli mar sefer yuchasin." The brayot on these were brayot. They weren't even normal midrashim. They were so chomer that they were put into brayot form, and they were called sefer yuchasin. So now Reb Yochanan did not know Reb Smaloi. And here comes a Talmud, says to him, "I want to learn, please, sefer yuchasin." So he says to him, "So tell me, where are you from?" He says, "I'm from Lud." "Really? And where do you live now?" He says, "I live in Narda." He says, "Oh, what a shame. Because, I mean, after all, it says right there in the introduction of Sefer Yuchsin, Sefer Yuchsin shall not be taught to anyone from Lud or from Narda." "And for sure you, Koshkein, you're from Lud, you live in Narda. You're out of it on both ends. Sorry. Next, please."
What a coincidence.
Anyway, Reb Shmuley drove him crazy until he finally agreed. All right, fine, maybe I'll teach you something. The kafye the arzef. It was Mizrat. So, but before they started, Reb Shmuley says, okay, but I really only have 3 months for this, so we're going to have to finish quick. So that did it. Reb Yochanan picks up a big rubber piece of mud, Potak and throws it at Reb Shmuley. He says, you know, you're out of your mind. Do you know that Bruria, Rabbi Meir's wife, she's a lot smarter than you are. She was Bartin Reb Chanina ben Tradin, the daughter of Reb Chananya ben Tradin. She was so much advanced from you, she used to be able to learn Tlat Mea Shmaita B'yuma Deshuta Misholash Mea Ravusa. She could learn 300 different sugyas on a winter's day from 300 different shitas, okay? So when she came to learn...
brushing her teeth.
But when she came to learn on at least a decent level, say for Yuchsin, she spent 3 years on Sefer Yuchsin, didn't feel that she had really done what was necessary for her level. And you idiot! Betlata Yarche? You're going to learn this in 3 months. Forget it. He turns around and starts walking away. So as he's walking away, Kishakavaz, sort of Smoloi comes tramping after him. He says, Rebbe, at least let me ask you one question. What's the difference between Lishmo v'shalo, Lishmo, or La'ochla v'shalo La'ochla? See, he sensed that Reb Yochanan thought he was one of these Balei Machshavas who don't know anything about learning, but they can learn all the Midrashim and think they understand it. He figured I'll ask him an intelligent question, but a Sergei will see that he's a learner. So Reb Yochanan hears this, all of a sudden, boing, he stops. Oh, he says, I see you're a Talmud Chacham, now we can talk. Poel v'tzurba mirabbananat. Since you're a Talmud Chacham, you're asking now an intelligent question. Sit down, and I'll explain to you the answer to your question. Before I was sick and tired of talking to you, but now I'm ready to talk. The difference is like this. The first mission, where we say the entire thing is pasul, is because the machshava over here is a psul begufa, whereas lo'ochlav shalola ochlav ain psulo begufa. So when I say, l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo, I'm thinking about the actual body of the korban. Where I'm saying the difference of kavana for an eater and non-eater, that's an outside issue. Furthermore, l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo, yevshar levarer yisuro. If I say that I'm some of it's l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo, can I point to which part is l'shmo, which part is l'shmo? No. It has something to do with the nature of the entire carbon. It affects the whole thing. If I talk about four ochlav and shlolo ochlav, okay, let's see them, please, line them up. Okay, these guys can't eat, these guys can't eat. You know what's on? So you know these guys, you have these guys. So obviously it's different. Efshalavari yisura. Say l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo. I can create a problem of l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo in all arba avodot, shchita, kabbalah, olofa, and zrika. Ba'ashen ked l'ochlav shlolo ochlav is only relevant in shchita. Say no barba avodot. Furthermore, l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo. I can change the nature of the carbon, whether it's b'tzibur or whether it's b'yochid. But lo'oklav, b'shalo'oklav, doesn't exist on a carbon tzibur at all. Tosis points out, it's a little funny to ask it this way, because it doesn't exist in any other carbon. Forget about existing in a carbon tzibur. It doesn't exist in any other carbon yochid, because none of the dinim that are miyuchid to achila apply anywhere except for carbon vessel. Okay, but because of the element of the chumra of tzibur over yochid, so we express it this way. Something that can affect the carbon tzibur, this can't affect the carbon tzibur. Ravashi says, some of this was sophistry, because pseudo begufo, v'ef shalavari yisuro, is really one thing. It boils down to it. Because look, this is how Tosfos understands. Psulo begufo, we already explained before, as Rav Moti wanted to ask a moment ago, that actually, since it's only a psul machshava, so it all exists in your head anyway. So why are we calling one psulo begufo and one psulo that is only outside? So therefore, says Rav Ashi, if it wouldn't be for the svara of E.F. Charles of Areri Suro, and that the Isser therefore exists within the carbon as a whole, as opposed to some extrinsic issue which is easily measurable, then why would I call one psula gufa and one not psula gufa if they both exist in your mind? So the real difference boils down to the other statement that you made, that one is Efshalavari Suro, meaning I could point to an extrinsic thing, George and Joe. One can eat and one can't eat. Mashenka, when it comes to the psula vushma, I can't point to anything because it's a problem in the carbon. That's all one thing. If I would have been able to isolate elements in the carbon that would be possible, as opposed to elements that are kosher, so then it would also be considered to be sulai that was extrinsic. So it's not fair to call that separate things. It's mishum diyevshul of arisur. Omar Rami Bar Rav Yehuda. Actually, it should be Rami Bar Rav Yud, as we've seen many times in the Yerushalmi. Those of you who were kind enough to join the Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, which really should be reinstituted, that was a paid political announcement. Omar Rav miyom shenigna sefer yuchasin. From the time that sefer yuchasin has been hidden, it's been a disaster. We no longer have the energy to really, really understand things. And the light of their eyes has been darkened. because so much fundamental material was locked away with Sefer Yuchasin that we actually are stumbling around in the dark like blind men. Omer Marzutra, you know what? Between, basically, two psukim, and again, this is one of the weird, the reason we select these two psukim is because there's some of the weirdest psukim in it. There's an entire parak of descriptions between two psukim that are precise, except for a letter here and there, that are precise repetition. Both psukim discuss a fellow called Otza, who had shisha bonim. And they both begin, v'latzil shisha bonim, and everything that happened in between somehow determines the difference between the first Otzel and the second Otzel, even though they seem to be the same thing. So, bein Otzel la'otzel, between those two psukim, which is basically one parak, te'inu arba mea gamle de drasha, we loaded up 400 gemalim with books about drashas just on that one third. Imagine what the rest of this thing is. And it's all lost. Let's do a quick reading. The Rav is not a problem because an oral is a mechusar maisa, whereas the doorbell ringing is not mechusar maisa. The Rav Chista, Rav Chista kasha. Amriki ledli. The Rav Chista hoyo the kula, but lechunrei holds. Amalei mazutra berei the Rav more than Ravina. Katani hoyo varlo beselos matuma beselos matuma laasavam because it's doing the half oral law has a mixture of oral and when you're talking about tumor, what kind of tumor do you mean? Meaning, when it says law has a mixture of oral tumor, in other words, let's say you have four or five guys who are tame, four or five guys who are tar, and the ones who are tame don't pass the tar. And you're saying the same thing by oral, four or five arelim, four or five mulim. Okay? The reason by orla, it doesn't pass, is the same as why for tumor. It's not the mulim, the arelim, kosher. So why tumor do you know better than orla? Marshal tumor, the pshitale, marshal orla, misapa. Ella, clearly you're talking about not the tumor of the person, but the tumor of and it's given that my laws will make us stomach a cold tumor. The iluit machad me'evarim of the korban. So hide it me'safin and lay vira chachlin and fine. So now what are we talking about? Tumat basar. Okay, let's take a look at the next piece. Donim davar she'inonoig b'kol azvachim and davar she'inonoig b'kol azvachim la'yoki azman she'inonoig b'kol azvachim. And now the tumor over here means what? Inem tumat basar. Why is tumat basar not noig b'kol azvachim? Ela ema pshita rather it's tumas gamre. Umay inonoig b'kol azvachim. B'kol azvachim and oral v'tameh, even though they can't eat, but they can be mishalei. Whereas it comes to Pesach, an oral v'tameh can't even be mishalei because they can't eat. So now you're telling me the Reisha was referring to Tumas Basar, the Seifa now is referring to Tumas Gavrin. I'm like, yes, exactly. We're talking about the concept of Tumah. Shame Tumah Kapar. V'boi Seima, could be Seifa Nami B'Tumas Basar. When it says, Einu Noi B'Kolaz V'Chim, what it means is, V'Yu B'Kolaz V'Chim, Bein Shenitma Achelav U'Botza Kayam. Bein Shenitma Botza V'Chelav Kayam, we would still do this Rika. Hashem, when it comes to Kermit Pesach, if the Nitma Achelav U'Botza Kayam, then Zorek Et Adam. But if Nitma Basar V'Chelav Kayam, Ena Zorek Et Adam. Again, because the whole point of the Korban is for Achim. So the Mayu came to now betumat basar ema seifa don in the vashlo utar mikhlalo mi davashlo utar mikhlalo va'al tochiak tuma shayu tar mikhlala. So the Mayu ilay no betumat basar. Where in the world was the term matra chilas tuma basar? So now we're running around back to Reisha Tumas Basar, Sefer B'Tumas Gavri. Yeah, why not? Talking about the concept of Tumah. Or you know what? Maybe even this last case is Tumat Basar. You asked me, Hecho Hutra Tumah, I'll tell you where B'Tumah, but Pesach, it's not. Pesach, Abba B'Tumah, Nech, Al B'Tumah, Shelo Ba B'Tchilato, Ela La'achila. Basar, we're going to bring it to Yeshua. A Pesach, She'avra Shinato V'Shachato. Sefer was Bizmano. Yeshach L'Shem Pesach, or Yeshach something else, L'Shem Pesach Bizmano. Rabbi Eliezer Posil of Rabbi Yeshua Machshir. Now you see that the only problem is here that it was Bizmano. But Shalom Bizmano, it would be perfectly okay because it's just a Shlomim Shalom Lishma. Vamai. Name Ayel of Bizmano Posil Shalom Bizmano Nami Posil. I'm with Papa Shani Asa. That's the Posik, the Omar Krah. Vamartim Zevach Pesach Hu. Hu Bavayato. Velo Hu Lishma Achirim. Velo Achirim Lishmo. Therefore, the Posik itself is telling you that Bizmano, where a carbon Pesach would be Posil if you shechted it as a Shlom. So then if you shech the shlomim for it, it's also possible. But shalom is mano, where if you shech the Pesach Hashem shlomim, it's kosher. So then acherim, there are acherim, shmo. Then that's the whole point of the Pesach. You're going to take the oil and you're going to contradict the Pesach. Rabbi Simon, you have to come to Rabbi Yochanan. Omalei nitili, my sefer yufsar. I'm like, where do you come from? Omalei from Borough Park. Vehecha motu, omalei in Brooklyn. In Flatbush. Kosher can you forget it, you're out of the running here. You're from Lud, Motzecha ben Arda. Anyway, so they fought that one out, Kafi the Yard. Okay, I got 3 months. Shaka Kalapatak, that was it. Ma Bruya, the Vita, the Rebbe Meir Barter, the Rebbe Ben Tradia. Nitzan, it last Meir Schmeitzer, the Yumet Shuta, Misholosh Meir Rabusa, La Filo Hachi, Bo Yatz, the Yedeko Vata, Betlat Shnin, Bat Amrit Betlat the Yarche, the Shaka was, I'm like, ready, wait, just 1 second. Ma Bim Shma, 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 and the Hokshav Shalalah. I'm like, oh, you're Tzubim Rabbana. Okay. Tavei Melacha. Lishma, Vishalah, Lishma, is a Psalah Begufa. Loch, Lavishalah, Loch, Lavim, Psalah Begufa. Lishma, Vishalah, Lishma, Yev Shalah, אמר מרזוטר, בין הצה להצה, תהינו 400 גמלי דדרושה. There's, by the way, a lot of discussion of this sugya of the heter to teach women Torah. Where was Gloria learning all of these halachas here?